I think I am contacting a time when a great upheaval took place. I think that some of the islands on the Earth once formed part of other bodies, drawn by the force of gravity towards the Earth. I'm being shown that we are too limited by the idea of time in our conception of truth. We are too apartment, equals clever, to think always in terms of hours, months and years. We regard 12,000 years ago as a great period of time, but in reality it is as nothing. Man has to realize that life was stirring in our solar system millions of years ago, but his earthly mind is so limited. To grasp the real nature of the life, which now fills this earth planet, we have ourselves to reach the state of consciousness, which is outside time. At the beginning, human beings who were great teachers came to Earth. They had developed certain physical faculties and equipment to enable them to exist in a natural world while still retaining the mental and spiritual equipment of a heavenly order. They were visitors from outer space, drawn into the Earth's atmosphere and life. They had power to envelop early humanity with solar rays and to infuse them with certain solar elements until such time as the spark of divine consciousness within the early man became quickened. We have no conception of time, or the divine life filling all things with itself, and which has always been in existence. This divine life, the center of all things, is God. We cannot get outside or beyond it, because we ourselves are part of God. This center or God is all love, and we are within it. Evidence of pre-civilizations, the following extract from an article in The Times, 26 June, 1971, Prehistoric Spacemen, by Vera Brittain, is reproduced from The Times by permission. In Ecuador, platinum ornaments have been found, which show the ancient Indians had furnaces, which could heat to over a temperature of 1770 degrees centigrade, although in Europe we have only been able to do this for two centuries. The Babylonian astronomers knew the crescent of Venus and the moons of Jupiter and Saturn, and the Dogon tribe in Africa knew about the star of Sirius, though none of these are visible except through the most powerful of modern telescopes. Sanskrit texts estimated the lifespan of the universe in milliards of years, as does modern science. In Peru, England and California, three iron nails have been found embedded in rock thousands of years older than iron. All these and many more scientific mysteries point to the existence of a prehistoric technology of which we know nothing today. Andrew Thomas suggests in a book just 70 THS, published, We Are Not the First, Souvenir Press, £2, that some of this scientific legacy was passed to the ancient civilizations we know a little about from still more ancient civilizations destroyed by tidal waves and the fires of submarine volcanoes in a geological upheaval. The more startling hypothesis that such scientific knowledge may actually have been brought to Earth from outer space is not new, but it gains credibility from Mr. Thomas's interpretation. Such cosmic attempts to explain the inexplicable are not to everyone's taste, but Mr. Thomas's tracing of waves of knowledge back to an advanced race, which is not recorded in history, is a convincing answer to more mysteries like these: why the ancients knew about America, Antarctica and Iceland, why vaccination is described in the 3,500-year-old Vedas, why robots and computers appear in classic as well as medieval writings, why the Mayan calendar is so much more complex than our own. The White Eagle Brotherhood and White Eagle Lodge, page 104, line 6. The references to the Inner Brotherhood of the White Eagle Lodge, formed in 1934 under instruction from the Brotherhood Beyond the Veil, to work on the inner planes of life to help humanity through what were described as the years of fire, that period of social upheaval, war and natural disaster, which marks the transition from the age of Pisces to the new age of Aquarius. The brothers, dedicated to a life of service and self-discipline, have been taught how to use the power of God within their own souls in the cause of international peace and brotherhood, and to heal, to comfort, to illumine the souls of men, not so much by words or outward action, but silently, on the inner planes. Spiritual power is generated by certain rituals, which we now know hark back to that far older brotherhood, which has existed through the ages. More about this ancient brotherhood and the work of the brotherhood today can be found in Grace Cook's The Illumined Ones. The White Eagle Lodge was founded in 1936 to practice and demonstrate White Eagle's teachings. It exists to help people to understand the reason for their life on Earth and how to live in harmony with the whole brotherhood of life, visible and invisible, in health and happiness.